You referred to the peyote religion. What is that? And your father and your family, were they of that religion?
Yes, to the second. Firstly, the peyote religion is a synthesis of Christianity and Indian ways. It's a church meeting and a teepee. A lot of the people engaging in the peyote religion may be Christians and they may not be. Or they can be any degree in between. It doesn't matter. There's no qualifying because those boundaries are constantly shifting anyway. And they are impermanent and they are indefinable. And we can only find the roots of those preferences and affinities by taking the path further back to the original point of spirit. And then differentiation is not called for. Mm-hmm. It's not necessary anymore. Mm-hmm. So it was a way for people to sit in a teepee meeting, is what they're commonly called, and pray. My father sat that way. He went that way. He painted a lot from the peyote tradition. I have and do go that way. It's a very beautiful way.
What is peyote?
It's a cactus.
And how is it used?
It's used as the host, like the sacrament. It's eaten.
So in a teepee meeting, then, what happens? Is there a leader?
Yes, there's a leader. That's your chief that runs the meeting. And there's a very specific way that it's run. The drum and the staff, the singing, all of that passes around to people that know the songs and that are qualified. There'll be a lot of people that are in there for physical healings or to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or a veteran coming back or getting ready to go out. There are morning observances regarding the sunrise, and then there's feasting afterward. There is a very, very specific order that's followed.
Was there a book that is a teaching tool?
No, but the Bible's likely to be in there.
And you grew up in that then, didn't you?
I did not grow up in it peripherally because of my father's interest, yes, but I didn't start going that way until I was in my 30s.
That's difficult to continue today, I guess.
No. You'd have to want to do it.
And do you do that now?
No.
All right. I'm trying to find here. Was it in Bacon College where he did a glass window piece?
Oh, well, the Rose Window, he called it.
The Rose Window in Bacon College.
And it had peyote symbolism incorporated into it.
And that's a Baptist school, which is kind of interesting. The combination of peyote religion and the Baptist school. What if they knew that was happening?
No, I don't think they did. But, you know, you can't expect a religion to go out that's not going to come back at you, influenced by the people that came in and out. Religion is a living thing. It looks like the people that participate with it and sit with it. Those are all different things and changing all the time.
Yes.
Not static. It may look different now, and in 5 minutes it can be something else.